أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 100 of Surah Al Imran. This is the first Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu of Surah Al Imran. Surah Al Imran is the third surah of the Quran Sharif, and this then will be the 12th Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu of the Quran. We just delve into the circumstances surrounding the revelation of this ayah, those before and those after, so that we will get an understanding of this ayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. In Madinah Munawwara, the Arab tribes were made of two major tribes, the Aus and the Khazraj. These two tribes, Aus actually and Khazraj, were two brothers, and from them their offspring, their children, but they were at loggerheads and they could not see eye to eye. They went to wars, there were vicious fighting between them. But through the barakah of Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought the hearts of these two tribes together. And then these two tribes together became known as the Al-Ansar, what we will speak about, Ansar of Madina Tayyiba. They were very basically made of these two tribes. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat. The muhajirin, the sahaba of Makkah, they came to Madina Tayyiba, and a bond of brotherhood that had taken place was never witnessed on the surface of this earth before, and I don't think it will be witnessed after that also. One is, you have a brother that is your biological brother. You may have a brother that will be a milk brother. Two people drank from the same woman. All of that has been seen in this world. You'll get stepbrothers, half-brothers. But this bond of brotherhood that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had created between the muhajirin and the ansar is never seen, was never seen in history before. Now the important aspect of this is, two groups of people, two tribes of people were at loggerheads. They came together. They became the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they accepted the muhajirin and they became their brothers. So this love, this bond of love was then created between the muhajirin and the ansar, and then the Aus and the Khazraj. Now on one occasion there was an old Yahud, Shammas ibn Qais. He was walking past when he noticed that these Ansar, they were from the two different tribes, the Aus and Khazraj, they were speaking like real brothers will speak. There was this bond of love between the two, and they were engaging between themselves. Being a Yahud, the claim of hatred for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately the thought comes to his mind, if we want to break Islam, then break this bond. If we break the bond between the Aus and Khazraj, obviously then the bond between the Ansar and the Muhajirin will not be secure, and then Islam will not be as strong as it is. So he plotted a plan, and he called upon a young Jew person to come, and he gave him an instruction that you sit amongst these people, of course discreetly, and you begin to say the poetry that the Aus used to say against the Khazraj and in their own praises. And like that, the Khazraj used to say against the Aus and in praises of themselves. Just start that. And no sooner that he had started, and one particular Yawm al-Bu'ath was a very ferocious battle that was fought between the two, that whatever they would have said, whatever they had said, those couplets on that time, during that war, bring those couplets in. Now insan is insan. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were not anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. They were not infallible. That flame was rekindled in their hearts. And the result of it is one person from the Aus and one person of the Khazraj. They now began to bicker with each other. They began to argue. It broke out into a little fight. And both of them stood up to fight. And now, at the backdrop of these verses that were said, the Aus were coming to the rescue of the brother from Aus, and the Khazraj was coming to the rescue of the Khazraj. And in this way, now this disunity had settled between them, and each one began to fight the other. And this news had reached our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll continue.